Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. So real estate agents get paid a commission for selling a property, whether they're selling representing the buyer or they're representing the seller of a property. Let's break the word commission down into its roots. And thank you to Landon for my prefixes and suffixes education, specifically Mr. Swinehart in seventh grade for this one. So commit, what does the word commit mean? Well, if we break it down, we think of the prefix con, which means together, and mit, which means to put. So literally, to commit is to put together. Therefore, you are committing, you're getting a commission for putting together the transaction for the buyer or the seller of a property. In fact, real estate agents do not get paid based on the amount of time that they spend. If they're representing a seller of a property, they may be fortunate to sell the property quickly and for a lot of money, or they may be fortunate to sell the property over 6 months and not for as much money, or they may be unfortunate and never sell the property and therefore never get paid because they couldn't put the transaction together. So commission is a risky business in any kind of a commission-driven sales opportunity. When I first started in real estate 30 years ago this September, I liked the idea of being on commission because it put all of the risk on me to be a performer and none of the risk on the employer. I was able to use my skills at putting together transactions right from the get-go and began selling houses almost immediately and starting in the business. But I found over time that there was no fairness in this process. There's no justness in real estate because there are sometimes houses that you take on that you don't sell because there are things you don't understand about the market conditions or you don't understand about the condition of the property or the location. Now, 30 years later, I can evaluate a house based upon a Dutch colonial style or based upon a double yellow line or a big backyard. I can come up with a proper price based upon the value proposition for that property. And I rarely miss the price unless the market simply has topped. In a few minutes, we'll chat about how the market has topped for this year and the impact that it's having right now. So recently, I had sold a property. I represented the seller. I got them a fantastic price. I mean, tremendous price on the sale. And we sold it in a week. And we had two parties interested in the property at the same time. So we were able to get our price. And this was over $1 million in Potomac. They were also looking for real estate and had been looking previously with another broker. Well, that broker had not been successful in unearthing something of interest to them, so the real estate agent got paid no commission because they didn't put together the transaction. You follow. And that agent's time was lost, plus their gas and the effort, their Sunday afternoons and whatever, you know, time they might have spent with their family or kids was lost. And instead, I had the privilege of helping them, and we ended up going through a total of four properties, and the fourth property that we saw was the one that they ultimately decided they wanted to purchase. Now, they loved this house, and I frankly loved it for them. I felt it was a very good buy, and we were fortunate to be able to procure the property and negotiate a reduction in the sales price, about $20,000 of reduction in the sales price. I was very happy for them in getting that property and for being able to sell their property. Well, 10 days prior to closing, the buyer comes to me and asks me to give $10,000 of my commission on the buy side back to them because it was a windfall for me that I hadn't spent a lot of time in the process of selling the property. Well, I was a little shocked, to be honest, because there's nothing in this business that has any guarantees to it. And in addition to that, my commission is paid by the seller on their purchase. It has nothing to do with the purchaser. But I gave respect to my buyer, and I took a couple days and thought about it. And I came back and I said, no, you don't pay me, and there really aren't any windfalls in this business. This business is sometimes about selling a house, the first one you show, and sometimes it's about 30. And really, I've served this buyer with excellence. Everything was in detail all the way through. I'd been able to negotiate additional savings to the purchaser by negotiating on a potential change in construction behind the property and a potential Purple Line build-out. So I'd served the client with excellence, and I rejected that appeal. The client did not let go and actually pursued for half of that amount and went further on to then say that their referrals for me would depend upon my willingness to give them money. And I rejected that as well, which maybe they're not going to refer me because I rejected giving them some of my commission. That's their decision. But my head is clear. My conscience is clear that I've done an excellent job and served them well. And quite honestly, sometimes you go through these challenges and this is a hard thing. I mean, honestly, when someone asks for money, it is a hard thing for any one of us to have somebody approach us and ask us for money because it's our money. It's what we, like in my case, I live and feed my wife and five kids based upon the sale of real estate. If I don't sell a house, I don't get paid. So I'm fairly protective of that. Now, if I make a mistake, and you've heard me on the show talk about it where I made a mistake and I owned it and gave something for it, I'm certainly willing to take responsibility. But in this case, there was none of that. Commission is really about putting the whole transaction together. It's not based upon how long it takes. It's really who puts it together. If you're representing the seller or the buyer, that's how you get paid in a strictly commission format. So the market has shifted, and really it does every year. You know, if you've listened to the show for any period of time, that I preach the mid-Feb to mid-May timeframe for getting top dollar. That's when the least amount of inventory and the strongest amount of demand is available. Well, as it turns out, the market was fairly strong really until just 2 weeks ago. Today, this is the 25th of June, so the market went longer based upon inventory trends and overall demand. But we hit the end of the school year, and normally there's a pause at this time. So my hope is that we will see a change in demand, more demand. But the last 2 weeks, we saw the engine come into the station. We saw where there would have been 15 to 20 showings on a listing drop to just 4 to 5. And that's 2 weeks solid for that change. So I have to help my sellers face the reality that the market tenor has changed and that perhaps the window for the strongest part of the market is closed. And therefore, we either have to be patient in the marketplace or we'll need to correct our asking price to where the market demand is now. Each property is different. Each neighborhood is different. Each location is different. Terry didn't mention it, but we have a property in Front Royal that we just put on the market. It's on 3 acres. It's just a little over $300,000. It's absolutely stunning. We've had 4 showings, very good traffic on that property based upon its location. We've got other properties that we've put on the market in the last week. We've had 2 showings, not much traffic. And that same property would have had a lot more to it. So I'm going to have to take each one of my sellers' hands, explain where the market is, explain where we're trying to accomplish, and then either stay the course or make an adjustment to, bring the water to the bather. You go to the beach, the tide's going out, you're not going to get wet if you sit in front of the tide. You have to get into the water. So sometimes we have to do that with our sellers when the market's not there for them. Well, I've got my final thoughts coming in just a moment. And as always, it's my gratitude that I want to express to WMAL to have the show, for each one of you listening today to be here with me this morning. It's such a nice commitment that you make to me. So stay with me. Don't go away. I'll be right back.